Well, it's amazing to see everyone here. I wasn't that close a part of Fritz's life that you all were here in L.A., but I think I got a peek into what made Fritz into the bulldog that attacks Washington and the inscrutable negotiator and the magical chutzpah sort of guru that he was. And it was sort of an earlier part of his life where, if you knew him then, attacking Washington, the state of Washington, he didn't spend any of that time from 12 to 5 a.m. doing that. He was already trained. We had a period of time, Michael, Fritz, Larry, Lackman, where it wasn't the state, it was the planet. Yeah, Fritz started big. So you didn't bother negotiating with local elected officials. You went right for geopolitical jugular. Literally, this was a 3-year, 4-year, 5-year war. Really, I mean, I considered it to be, after a year or two into it, alternative service to Vietnam. There weren't bullets, but it was close. In terms of stress levels and the training was just incredible. I mean, I learned there so many things from Fritz. How to run an international organization with no money. An amazing trick. Truly amazing trick. And it worked. There are actually principles that came out of those years that have succeeded and beyond the people's wildest imaginations. We've launched a UN university organization modeled after those principles. So Fritz's teachings have really proven themselves in the world beyond business. Some of the things I really remember, and I sort of wish my film-based media hadn't gotten gobbled up by the mold in Maui, but they're just etched in my memory. I mean, just incredibly. And one that I think was responsible for Fritz's insight, and I don't think I can really mime it adequately. He had some kind of double-jointed quality in his neck that allowed him to, when he was really thinking and meditating on something, and he would be in this position for literally hours sometimes. But you knew when he came out, something was going to happen. And you couldn't always agree with what happened. And sometimes the judgment about what his decision was seemed a little peculiar. But case in point, after we were sort of picking up the pieces financially of this one event in L.A., literally stripped office of everything except the hardwood floor and a 50-pound bag of oatmeal. No telephones. We used the payphones on the corner to try and piece it all together. And after 3 or 4 weeks of oatmeal, you know, you sort of start hankering after some other kind of food. And some money came in, and we sent Fritz out to get some food. And he came back with a gigantic bottle of jalapeno peppers. I'm really surprised he survived that day. There were people who were really hungry that weren't into jalapeno peppers. But I think probably the most striking memory I'll ever have of that time period was, and this is an example also of his fearlessness. I mean, that. And his ability at improvisational learning combined to literally unleash him on the planet. I mean, we were negotiating with consul generals and heads of state, and he thought nothing of just calling and trying to figure out, how do we talk to this person? How do we get what we want? And so at one point, neither of these two were, I'd say, morning people. It's a somewhat morning challenged all around in that office. And this day was, I think someone remembered that the Council General of France was coming for a very important meeting about a satellite we were booking. Fritz was passed out in his room. Michael was as well. And someone came back to wake me up, and I was trying to lead the Council General in. And just as Fritz stumbles out of his office in his underwear, and Michael comes around the corner, both with bad turban hair days, clucking like a chicken for some reason, and bumps right into the Council General. So, needless to say, we didn't get that satellite, but it was the high point in the office that day, and it sort of inspired everyone to the fact that maybe you don't need that particular one. Let's go for another one. And that ensued a whole new level of negotiations with NASA for a particular public access satellite, CTS. So I learned a lot there about several interesting principles about dealing with bureaucracy and the sort of aspect of righteousness that he had that and dedication that you don't find anywhere, and it's strikingly importantly missing right now on the planet. So I really, the saddest part about Fritz's passing to me was that, you know, I felt it all coming back around, that all of these skills that we had developed were now at a point of maturity that we can just begin to unleash them again on the planet. Yeah, it's nice to have businesses and, you know, a couple $1 million deals and $100 million acquisitions, and okay, what do you do with that now? Things need to change really quickly. And I had the feeling that, well, maybe he was needed on this other astral level to put things in the gear and really kickstart this change. But never forget that, you know, this was a sort of interregnum for him, I think, in business, you know, where he was honing his skills for manipulating and negotiating and developing the tools and the resources that were needed for this next level of change on the planet.